Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to your altar and this altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, sing one or two songs of praise and worship. As a family, if you observe family altar or alone, listen to Turning Point, receive the prophetic prayers, listen to the impactful teachings or the inspiring testimonies, depending on the week. Then pray more on your own. After, forward the ministrations to your contact. Let what is blessing you bless all connected to you. Welcome to Monday, the 24th day in February 2025. 4 more days to exit this eventful month. The month still owes you so many good things. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen, I receive it. Your February ordained blessings shall not be a carryover. They shall be fully delivered. In Daniel chapter 10 verses 12 to 13, God sent Daniel's answers. From the first day he bowed down his knees to pray, his requests were granted and his miracles sent. But for 21 days, the prince of Persia withstood and withheld his blessings until God sent a reinforcement battle angels to dislodge his adversaries to get his blessings down to him. I prophesy all forces and powers that may be withstanding and blocking or withholding your January to February blessings are hereby flushed out by fire today. Oh yes, everyone that can do this, lift up your two hands to heavens where you are, if you can. May your God ordain and send miracles and blessings. Your God ordained money, helpers, approvers be delivered to you this week. Yes, this week. Before Friday night, your papers shall be signed. Your license shall be issued. Your money shall be paid. Your visa issued. Your work permit, citizenship, green card release, letters of employment and promotion. You will be transferred to your desired location. Scholarship and sponsorship shall be approved. I don't know who this is for. Keep your phones well charged and open most of the time today because a miracle phone call is coming. A phone call or send your bank account message is coming. Oh yes, arrival of your baby, your grandchild news will come. Who is this? You have been anxiously waiting for a thing. That thing shall get to you this week. I see divine connection in the spirit as it is written, and is written over you and your children and your business. God shall connect you to your helpers. Oh yes, he will connect you to mentors and benefactors. God will connect you to high profile customers and clients this week. Oh, you will not serve God in vain. You will not wake up to this altar in vain. You will not pay tithe and sow seed for nothing. You will not pray and fast without result. What those you called and talked to failed to do for you, your children and your business, those you did not even call, you did not even know or remember, we do them for you with ease. We give them to you with ease. Say amen. Who is this? They will sign you in this week. Oh, your testimonies will come this week. Do this. Lay your right hand on your head gently and let me pray. That hand on your head becomes my hand on you supernaturally. So I lay hand on you in the spirit. You are healed. You are lifted. You are released and you are blessed. Say amen, amen, and amen in Jesus' name. That's all right. Your testimonies will come with speed. February 24th celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark February 24th yearly with joy, good health, prosperity, and posterity. God shall add days to your years and years to your days in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, we still have these weeks for teachings through questions and situations sent in. Send your own if you have any. Listen, learn, and apply. First issue today, good day, Daddy, and thank you for your prayers and counsels. I live in UK and I attend one of the branches of the so-so-so church here. We do not mention church names on air. In the past 2 years, I noticed that the local pastor in the branch that I attend has been keeping information that will prevent other workers from attending national programs. The general overseers of our church was around last year, called for a general workers meeting. He did not announce it in the church. He fixed his own Bible study for the same day. The GO was addressing all workers of the church in United Kingdom. I am losing my peace and I feel like I'm struggling. Every indication shows that he wants to rename the church to his own personal ministry. 2024 crossover service. He ordained pastors within the church and gave them a certificate. And this ordination is against our church organizational rule from headquarters in Nigeria. Daddy, please, what is your fatherly advice for me on this matter as I want to leave the church? Wow. Thank God for your spiritual sensitivity. If the case is as you stated it here, then rebellion and breakaway is imminent. This pastor is about to take his exit. Next thing he will want to do or must have started doing is poisoning the mind of the branch members of that church against the main church and speak ills of the general overseers and the church structures and teaching. My advice, leave quietly and leave immediately. Then report what you have seen and as you have said it here to the next authority over him in the church organizational structure. You may leave to join another branch of the same church in UK or prayerfully join another church organization depending on what gives you peace in your heart. Unfortunately for we Pentecostals, church members act like sheep. They listen and believe more on the branch pastor over them than the mother church, especially branches in the foreign missions. We as a church have suffered this seriously many times. Church members have emotional attachments to their branch pastors, especially if it has been long over them, even when it's poisoning their mind to use them to start his own agenda. They still believe, except for a very few like you. So take your leave. Don't hold anything against him. Just live for your own peace and spiritual growth. Next, good day, our global daddy. We appreciate God for your life and for being a vessel of honor. At the just concluded retreat, you mentioned we should double or triple our offering seed when we attend church services. The question is, how do we calculate the right offering to give in order for you to be commensurate with our income? Wow, God bless you. For a true child of God, there should be no argument about tithing. It is 10% of one's total income. Service offerings and other givings are from the remaining 90% of our income. This is where the individual Christian or believer exercises what is known as free will. And it depends on two things. How much the individual loves God. Number two, individual's level of faith to believe that nothing I give God is too much. He will give it back to me in multiples. My recommendation, not laws, not doctrine, but my own recommendation is this. One's total offering in a month should not be less than one's tithe in the month. For instance, if one's tithe is 20,000 naira, which means the income is 200,000 naira in a month, or one's tithe is 100 pounds, $100, or 100 euros, total income will be 1,000 pounds, $1,000, or 1,000 euros, or any other currency for that matter. All offerings from Sunday's church attendance, or if you attend midweek meetings, if it is added together, should equal to the tithe per month. In other words, when you add your tithe and your offering, total offering in a month, it should be 20% of one's income given to God. Tithe and offering appeared tough and difficult for low income earners. But if you love God and have faith and persist in what I have just said, God will come for you in a strange way beyond your imagination. One, it will give you sanctified ideas to make money with ease. It will send destiny helpers. It will change circumstances and situations around you in your favor. you will soon begin to earn in millions. Then tithe and seed sowing will become a pleasure rather than pressure. That, try it. It works. It worked for me. It has worked for so many others. It will work for whosoever will dare God to do it. I said this to everyone, and I said it is not to be compelled. No one should be forced or compelled to give to God. No, it should be according to one's heart. No one should be forced in giving to God. It should be personal and intentional. Hope no one will misunderstand me on this explanation. Be blessed. Join us later tonight on our Monday's edition of our live broadcast, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time, on our social media platforms. Listeners, remember our 30 minutes crossover vigil will come up this Friday. Last day in February, it will be 10 minutes to 12 midnight to 20 minutes after 12 midnight. 30 minutes crossover service. Write it down somewhere, and family members should remember to remind each other. Crossover vigil from February to March is this Friday. Oh yes, we spoke about tithe and offering seed this morning. Don't compromise your tithe and the other seed we teach, we believe, and encourage. Prayers, serving God, soul winning, tithing, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, partnership commitment seed, and monthly seed, feeding the poor and the hungry. These are some of the things we are going to do for as long as we live. Don't get tired of doing them. That is the reason we are alive for God, and that is the reason God is blessing us. If you want us to send you the commission's account for your regular tithing and the PayPal detail, send a request chat, or please send me the commission's account and the PayPal detail to +234 809 789 4000. All our UK members, followers, titers, and donors, if you do yours in pound sterling, send a chat request for our HSBC account in UK to 074-111-28401. Do so, it shall be sent to you. I prophesy to everyone's life, this week will be a special week, a week of abundant blessing. You will live in surplus supplies. Divine power will back you up, protect you, and shield you from evil. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you. Bye.